So you can't. So, guys, it's time for we're gonna wrap this segment up.
Hold on, we got one more.
What?
It was a Monday night game. The Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Chargers. I lost that one.
Oh, I think I got. I think that was one of the ones.
Yeah, yeah, that was one
you,
of the
you
ones.
You could have went without saying that one, bro. I mean, you could have left that one alone for real. Because I actually had that one right, but I don't want to talk about that.
That left a sour that left a sour taste right there.
Yeah, we're gonna it.
Now you got you.
I don't even know what to say next by behind.
But you
that.
Know what? It's crazy how Mel. We've been going head to head on about 5 picks. And I just knew I was like, man, I got the upper hand going into Monday night, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to win this one again. But then I kept remembering, wait, it's the Chargers. The Chargers, they do what they always do. They always find ways to screw it up. And again,
yeah.
Why? It's one of the times I got to listen to Mel more when he comes about Staley. Staley is a screw up. I can hear you in my head. I wanted to call you so bad. I said, Mel, I cannot believe what I'm saying to you. You are so right. And I made a post. I say he'll be the one person who screw it up time and time and time again. And he has proved Mel right every time. Why? Just why? And that and he just painted the whole picture.
What do you say, Joe?
To be honest, I put the blame on Herbert. He missed two walking touchdown passes.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I saw that game.
He caught Broad with the double move in two or three different times, and he was wide.
Let me ask you a question. And just ask.
Go ahead.
Dak Prescott would have been in that same position as Justin Herbert and blew it. And man, they'd be all over this brother.
Yes, they would. You're right.
You know, yeah. I don't know why this cat keeps getting a pass. And they keep talking about his greatness. But yet he can't close out games.
No, he can't.
I mean, this dude cannot grow. I mean, he can't. He can't close out games.
No, we can't.
And that coach needs to be fired. That coach needs to be fired also. Because that coach sucks.
So check this out. The thing about that game that I found so puzzling, Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott, they missed the opportunity on one of the greatest shootouts in NFL history. Because I'm going to tell you like this. The Chargers defense in that game could not cover CeeDee Lamb for nothing. Dak Prescott could have just went to CeeDee Lamb for every play and Chargers wouldn't have done nothing about it and vice versa. Keenan Allen was open every play.
And he overthrew him.
They were open every play. I've sat there and watched the games like, and I knew when Dak Prescott was going to CeeDee Lamb, he made that so predictable because whenever CeeDee Lamb lined up at the bottom, it was a run play. Whenever CeeDee Lamb lined up in the slot, the ball was going to him each and every time. Now, good defenses are going to pick up on that and shut Dallas down. But if you notice, every time CeeDee Lamb lines up in the slot, the ball is going to him. But every time he lines up far right, the ball is going to Pollard. If I can pick that up, everybody else can pick that up too. So guys, we got to wrap, we got to keep this show moving. It's 10:17. It is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. Yo, Naeem, I need that Kelly Green Hassan Reg jersey. I'll be with you shortly. And also, we gotta give a shout out to Colorado. Who's Colorado playing today?
They actually on a bye week this week.
Oh, they need it.
I just looked at the schedule last night just to see who they had, cause I think I said, okay, do we have to stream the game tomorrow or today or whatnot? Look, thankfully they're on a bye week. So.
Yeah, and that whole team needs a shot of cortisone right now. They hurting.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what? Normally I'd be up to them every week to watch them play. Well, I support him. I'm done. You don't blow no game like that last. I mean, you don't blow that type of game.
No, you don't.
I mean, that was, you know, that's going to cost him a bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's inexcusable because a
29 to nothing lead at halftime.
I can see 21. When you 29,
and you showing with pearly whites at halftime.
Come on, Prime.
They say Deion went home at halftime and went to sleep.
He should have.
They fell asleep at the wheel.
Man, that broke my heart.
And then, and what made it so bad, when we came up here last Saturday morning, and WB was like, yeah, they won. And we had to break the news. No, they didn't. They lost. They choked. And he was like, what?
A double overtime thriller.
Yes, that was the Studio W Sports Page choke of the week.
Yes. Sad but true.
That was the choke of the week last week. But Coach Prime, I still got faith in you, brother. I still got faith in you.
All they need is two wins.
Make all these losses now. Take all these losses now.
All you need is two wins.
He should have taken that one. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable. Halftime, you're 29.
Well, you should just ran the
I got a bigger take than that Colorado loss.
What do you mean?
The number one pick of how they've been talking up and all this talk about Caleb Williams at USC.
Oh, three interceptions?
He went to South Bend and they exposed him.
Oh, they got waxed, didn't they?
Yes.
Now, they did. That was unexpected.
48-20?
He got exposed. I expected it.
You seen a lot of things that they say that he's so good at that he won't so good at.
That was one of them woodshed beatings.
I'm going to tell you why I expected it.
I got a question for y'all though with him.
All right, go ahead,
Joe. Because they already came out and talked about him and being drafted and stuff like that and teams that he would want to go to, five teams. And he said if he can't get drafted by them, he would want to come back and do another year. Do you think he kind of trying to tank a little bit because the teams that's up to grab him in the draft is not who he want to go to?
That don't make sense to me.
No.
I mean, if he don't want to go, then he just stay back.
Well,
stay
surprisingly, the Giants, the Cowboys on his list.
No, you wouldn't do nothing like that because then you just drop your stock. I mean,
you lowered your value. I just don't declare for the draft.
Yeah.
I really don't think that, like, he is good as advertised. Cause, they beat Colorado, but.
But it was a lot closer than it should have been.
Just like, and I agree with y'all, cause to be real, we didn't hear nothing really about him until last year.
Yeah.
He came out of the blue last year.
But come on, guys, before I holler my boy Sid, guys, we gotta remember something. This is the Pac-12 we're talking about. The Pac-12. Yeah, Caleb Williams is good as advertised. The Pac-12 softer than drugstore cotton. They always get punched in the mouth when they go to the East. Come on. Are we forgetting that?
But USC and Notre Dame have been rivals for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah.
But when the last time we talked about UFC, we have not talked about UFC being formidable since Reggie Bush was there.
Yeah, I've already seen that. Yeah. When Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. Yeah, won't Matt Leinart over there with him?
Yeah, they was decent then.
Yeah, they was decent then.
Come on, it's still the Pac-12, bro. And the last, and this might be the last of the Pac-12, but those teams, they do good. They look all spectacular. They all flash and flag when they out west.
Who that quarterback is?
When they come to the East.
Who the quarterback is at Washington?
Mike Penix.
Yeah, Mike Penix.
He's tough. I like him.
He's getting a lot of push towards that Heisman.
He better than Caleb Williams to me, if you ask me.
Well, let's see how he is when he goes to the East. So guys, it's 10:22. We gotta get started on these picks. Okay. So we gotta kick it in week one.
Commanders and Giants.
Give me the Commanders. I'm not gonna waste a whole lot of time on this one.
Commanders.
Right. Is this a mail in?
WB.
I'm taking.
Oh, you can't even pick.
I take the Commanders. I don't want to do it, but I got to take the Commanders.
I know exactly how you feel because I'm taking it too, man.
I don't want to, but it is what it is. I would go ahead and take the Commanders.
Yeah, give me the Commodores.
I don't even want no smoke.
What WB said? Give me that Commodore.
Hey, just call us whatever you want.
No, that's an insult to the Commodore.
But you know what, trash man,
don't talk trash man.
But WB, you know you got the Commodores on your playlist.
I do.
That's what I said. They on my playlist too.
Yeah.
That's why he said that's disrespect to the Commodores. And this is why I
fell asleep when you text me the other night.
Oh, it's too funny.
Oh, man.
All right, next game, Browns and Colts.
Woo! Browns, give me Browns. Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm taking Cleveland, too.
Gardner Minshew starting.
Okay. Go sit down.
Thoughts and prayers go out to Anthony Richardson. Hope he has a speedy recovery.
Mark, who you got?
What's that? Mark.
I don't even know who handed the ball off to. They got two good running backs, but I don't have a lot of stock in Gardner Minshew. Especially with this defense.
I'm going with the Browns.
Okay.
Especially with this defense. The Browns defense are a bunch of bullies, bro.
I think that defense is going to win that game.
Are we mailing this one in?
I'm going to go Browns.
Hey, let me switch up just for a second. Hey, Mark. Hey, you know, the Union's homecoming game is today.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I was wondering if you had went over that way.
I'm going.
We down the street from Union.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing but a 5-minute drive.
Man. Absolutely. Hey, what's Reunion's record this year so far? They're undefeated.
I haven't been following them. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
We'll get you the record on.
We'll get back to that.
I'll give you the record for the shows over that. I promise.
All right, sounds good.
Bills and Patriots.
Bills. Give me the Bills.
Give me the Bills.
Hey, can I borrow some stamps?
Sure. Yeah, I guess we mailing this one in. Okay. Lions and Ravens.
Now this was going to be interesting. Now hold on.
I'm going with Detroit.
Man, oh man.
Oh Lord.
I'm going with Detroit too.
They 5-1.
Ravens, I'll say something. Everybody will laugh when I say
this. Right, hold on. Go ahead, Mark. What you got?
I'm saying this now, so when that time comes, you'll be like, damn. The Detroit Lions is going to be the team out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
That ain't a bold statement, bro.
Was that a hot take or a bold prediction?
I'm telling you, they are going to be the team to come out of the NFC.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why Mark's take ain't that hot. You look at the Lions schedule this year.
Uh-huh.
And y'all talk about how y'all gave us so much flack on the Eagles last season. The Lions schedule is the easiest in the league. For the rest of the season, they're only playing three teams that's over 500.
What's their record right now?
5-1.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
I guess I might have to watch them on Thanksgiving.
And they're a good football team, but they're not going to be tested.
Well, you know.
You know, they got some weapons, and I tell you what, that Dan Campbell, that dude's coach of the year for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, I agree with that too.
Man, you look at them over the last couple of seasons, though. They've been coming along. You can see them building and building. I said, whoa, somebody made some major changes there. What happened? Did they?
The coach. And all the draft picks that they got.
The general manager
was smart. Jared Goff is playing like he's supposed to have been the first pick in the draft. People tend to forget that dude went to the Super Bowl. He just needed to change the scenery out of L.A.
Yeah.
And see, this is another thing, and I want you guys to understand me on this. It's a common thing with quarterbacks right now. When you're in a second year of an offense, you start to excel. Jared Goff as his team is coming together. This is really like his second year in his offense with these weapons.
Yeah, he was with the Rams first, right?
Yeah. Now, put into context, almost all my Eagles, Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen was there last year, Brian Johnson this year. You see how Jalen Hurts looks. Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy's now calling the plays. You see how he looks now. Lamar Jackson, you see him with a new offensive coordinator in Baltimore. How does he look? Tua, second year in the office, now he's finally healthy. How does he look? There's okay, a lot of validity when you have that continuity.
But I got to ask you a question. All these quarterbacks this past summer to get these $207 million deal, how do they look?
That's another
not
that's
too good.
Can you wait till I make that point, Mark? I was gonna finish up with that.
But it is a valid point.
It is
yeah,
good.
But you're absolutely right. All these guys, everybody got the bag, don't look so hot.
And especially Lamar Jackson. But the thing about it is, we hardly even criticize him, but we criticize the usual suspects.
Oh, especially Lamar Jackson. Oh, we have not even gotten to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, no. But
I told you. Yeah, I told you. Go ahead.
Lamar Jackson's only had 5 TD passes this year.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The dude is on the hot seat the most. They keep talking about Dak. It ain't Dak. And, man, they eating Jalen Hurts up.
That's
and I mean, they are eating each other up.
What's wrong with this offensive line, Mill?
Oh, they're injured. Just like anybody else.
Lane Johnson went down. You see that. But as soon as Lane Johnson going on, you'll see it.
When we struggle when Lane Johnson is out the lineup. Now the whole right side has been injured. Landon Dickerson, he's on the IR. We got Sewell Petter in there. And they got Jack Driscoll there. He's not Lane Johnson. He's getting that constant pressure to the right side, which means hard for him to set up and throw the ball downfield. You know, i.e., how you had that bad game. Now, again, like I said, when you're in the second year of that offense, I mean, when you're in the first year of a new offense, no matter who has the keys, they still have some growing pains. They still have to get some things right. Now, it's just not all on Jalen Hurts. I don't want to bore you guys, but there's still some continuity they have to get straight on the offensive line.
Yeah.
We got wide receivers dropping balls. It's not all on Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts got that bag.
Well, I'm gonna say this, and I've been saying this for years. You're especially not gonna win the Super Bowl if your offensive line is not intact.
You're turning the football over.
Wow, you see?
And you turn the football over. So I'm not absolving Jalen Hurts. When we get to this game, I'm gonna have more on that when we get to this game. But
I got plenty to say on that one too. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay, next game, Raiders Bears.
Oh, great.
Raiders.
And Justin Fields is out.
Man, I hate this pick. I hate this. Good Lord. Oh, I hate both teams anyway, too.
Yeah. So that's no surprise to anybody.
Okay.
Of course not.
Who's the Bears backup?
Man, where are they playing?
Some guy we never
– are they playing
it doesn't matter.
They're playing in Chicago.
They're playing in Chicago. When Justin Fields is out with a dislocated thumb.
Jimmy Garoppolo out too.
Because isn't it a backup game?
Yeah.
Isn't it a backup game?
Yep.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G.
Backups in.
I think Jimmy G out too.
Yeah, he is.
Man.
I have no faith in the Bears.
I have no faith in the Raiders.
You have no faith in anybody.
I really don't.
Yeah.
All right. So wait. Okay. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Wait. So Mill. Back. I'm sorry. Back to the Detroit, Baltimore. Who did you have?
Oh, I got Detroit.
Okay. I got Detroit too.
Okay. Cool.
I'm taking Baltimore just cause. I'm taking Baltimore.
Oh man.
I'm gonna take the Raiders.
Man, and they're playing in Soldier Field.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so this is the mail-in again.
Okay. What's the Raiders record? One and what?
No, they won.
Huh?
I think
they are 3-3.
3-3.
Okay. And the Bears?
1-5.
Give me the Raiders. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? And I would say, shout out to WB.
And you know,
he has remained in the top 10 in the polls.
All right.
You're still hanging in there.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm in there too.
Yeah, I saw you behind me.
Yeah,
I'm right
behind you though. But me and Ro sitting in the middle of the pack.
And, so where's Milk?
Virginia and Union are 6-1, Dad, by the way.
Thanks for that,
I'm in the top 10.
Virginia and Union 6-1. They play,
I'm right behind you.
They play Lincoln University today at their homecoming.
All right, okay. Appreciate that update, Bill. Appreciate that.
Oh, man.
I can be in the middle of the pack, but I'm in the top 10. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got a long way to go.
Is Mark in this poll?
No. No, Mark's not in this
poll. Oh, man.
All right, well, we got another disappointing game.
Which one?
Falcons and Buccaneers.
Give me Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. Oh, geez. Buccaneers.
Give me the Bucks.
Until Desmond Ridder gets bitched for Taylor Heineke, I'm out in the Falcons.
Yeah, give me the Bucks.
Both of them trash.
Both of them. You know what?
Both of them trash.
I'm gonna go against the grain.
And you say
I'm gonna take the Falcons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hurry up, right? Cause
see, yeah, but write it down. Because
down.
Let's see.
No crossovers.
Do I get extra points?
No, you don't.
You don't get extra points for that?
No.
Okay, all right.
Unless you're the only one.
Unless you're the only one out of 31 people who picked Atlanta.
Okay.
Which actually you won't be the only one because I'm going against the grain too, and I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay.
Is that a 4 o'clock game?
I think it's one.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Okay.
1 o'clock.
It's not worth a point, so.
Well, I mean, like, I gotta find a game. I gotta go head to head against Millen somewhere.
Yeah.
I have to.
There's plenty of them.
Okay.
I know. We got
Steelers and Rams.
Oh Lord.
I like the Steelers.
I like the Rams.
Give me the Steelers.
Hey, I like the Rams.
Hey, Nikki, I hope you're listening. Your brother picked against you again. All right.
Sir, let me ask you a question. What are you trying to accomplish here?
Sibling rivalry.
What sibling? I mean,
exactly. I don't know. It's just fun.
You're the only father.
I like it, WB. I like it.
Well, he's actually, you know. He's trying to tell you something.
You're trying to pin me against.
He doesn't like y'all neither.
Who the hell you think you are, best man?
No.
You trying to pin me against Nikki like he did Shane and Stephanie? I mean, what's going on? Why?
He don't like you.
No, back up one second.
What is wrong with you?
I love my son. But I can
love him and
there,
don't
man.
Have to like him.
I like him and love him. So shut up, Romar. You look at this. You ain't got nothing to do with this. You shut up.
Whatever.
Hey, shut up.
Let me ask you this. When I pick the Steelers and they lose, do you get on her?
No.
Oh. Wait. Do I say it? Favoritism, at least? Is that what I'm sensing?
Dad, I love all this writing you're putting on the walls.
And then we have to play the tape next week.
I'm going with the Steelers.
Who you got, bro?
I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
And Steelers just like the Ravens. Every time I pick them to win, they lose. Every time I pick them to lose, they win.
All right. Okay.
So, well, you got the Rams, right?
Yeah, I got the Rams. I actually like the Rams' offense. I think they are picking up some steam. They're not as bad as everybody said it was going to be.
And WB, who you got again? The Steelers, right?
I got the Steelers.
Okay,
Cardinals and Seahawks.
Oh, hold on. Before we go there, and just for entertainment purposes again.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going with the Steelers, too.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. One quick question. Is Kyler Murray playing? Do anybody know?
He's not playing anywhere.
No, he's in a practice window. But I don't think he's not.
They already said that he's not going to touch the field this year.
I believe they said he's not playing this week.
That's what I heard.
Or this season.
Okay.
I heard that they ain't going to even play him this year.
Yeah.
I heard he was back. That's all I heard.
No, this is the thing. He's in that practice window. Yeah, they got 21 days. To activate him off of that or sit him down for the rest of the season.
They ain't going to activate him. They already said that they have no plans on activating him this year.
Cause then we'd be in the what? 21 days? We'd be in the week 9, won't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah, give me Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle
on that one.
Okay, now.
All right, Mel.
Now, you know what? They may activate Kyler Murray, actually. I'll tell you why they may do this. Of course, they're in the Caleb Williams Sweet Six. I would be going for the guy out of Washington, but that's just me. But they're in the Sweet Six for him. And they got to showcase that Kyler Murray can still, you know, is able to move, it's back. They're playing, even if he gets himself killed, they're playing for a couple of weeks. This is showcasing so they can make a trade and get some more draft picks because he will not be the starting quarterback there next year.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think they're gonna play him so they can get rid of him because I don't think they want him.
No, they don't want him. He's done there, but I get both scenarios. And I've heard both scenarios this week. I'm still on the fence about it. That's why I ain't saying too much about it. But I am on the same page with you guys. He will not be there next year. Now, playing him now, see, what they're doing is they're trying to weigh the options on playing him. Yeah, they want to advertise him, but they don't want him getting hurt again. Because if he gets hurt, they dead in the water. They're screwed if he gets hurt. So they're trying to weigh their options, and we're talking about the Arizona Cardinals here. They don't always make the best decision. So who knows? So I'm not getting into that debate because it's just too much. It's too much of the information that I don't trust when it comes out of that organization.
So you got a Seattle, Mel?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Mail in.
Okay.
All right.
Packers and Broncos.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Wait, do we really have to even do this one?
Yeah. Exactly my thought. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I really don't want to.
WB, what do y'all tell us? I hate them. I hate them all.
I hate them. Both of them. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb.
With the Broncos?
I'm going to be in support of Russ this week.
Oh, no.
Me too. Ro, I hate to agree with you, but I'm going to have to
agree with you. Yeah, I would hate to agree with him, but I think I might agree with Russ.
I really hate to do this. I like Russell Wilson, but I've been pissed at that dude ever since he threw that interception at the goal line.
Me too. That's true.
I have not been able to let that go.
Man, me either, Mark.
And that's been going on how many years, Mark?
Shit, damn near 10, but I still ain't letting it go.
Hey, Mark.
Hold on, but what we can't do is put that on Russell Wilson. That is the coaching right
hold
there.
Hold on,
hold on, Joe. Should have given that ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Hold on, Joe.
I put it on Russell Wilson because he could have called an audible with the line of scrimmage and said, to hell with this.
No, guys.
But then I heard Russell Wilson was the one that changed.
Exactly. That was the last report I heard. He's the one that called that audible.
You know why I know that it wasn't his call to make that call? It's because they did not want Marshawn Lynch to win that MVP. Because they would have got up there and said, I'm just here so I wouldn't be fined. And that's why they did not give him the ball, because they wanted the superstar boy to get up there and get the MVP. Because if he would have got that touchdown, Russell Wilson would have got the MVP. And that's the only reason why they made that call.
I tell you what Russell Wilson don't realize.
I think it was rigged.
If Russell Wilson, if they win that Super Bowl, what he don't realize, that was his ticket to the Hall of Fame automatically.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, two. Yep, he would have two.
Two Super Bowls and a Super Bowl MVP.
Man,
yeah, I think that joint was rigged.
That's why I put it on Russ.
Ain't no way, man. Ain't no way you gonna throw the ball. That's just crazy.
I still blame Russ. I still blame the man that hiked the ball, the man who called the audible, and the man that threw the ball. I still blame him. At the end of the day, he was still already an MVP. He was already a Super Bowl MVP, so he had that clout. He had that authority, in my opinion, to make those type of decisions.
And man, and up until that was a great game too. Because remember, Seattle was behind in the game. Mm-hmm. Right?
Uh-huh.
And they came all the way back, and now what you on the 2 yard line?
Yeah.
And if it wasn't on Russ,
Pete Carroll,
then why is it that nobody can talk to this man about it?
Take the what and leave the what.
Why can't nobody talk to him and get a clear answer about it? Why his teammates can't reach out to him and talk to him about it?
Even Marshawn Lynch thought he was going to get the ball. He said in the podcast.
Yeah, Yeah. So
that's the crazy part about it. Even Marshawn Lynch said he thought he was ready to get the ball, but hey, I don't
know. I think Russ was selfish.
Pete Carroll and Russ got somebody got to.
Man, I'm sorry, Russ got to wear that. That's just me.
Oh well, he don't have a choice but wear it because he did it.
The rest of the anybody else? Well, who y'all?
So who you got in that game?
Man.
What game was it?
Green Bay, Denver.
Oh!
I know how you feel. I know exactly how you feel.
Can we talk about the Seattle game a little bit more? I'm sorry. Give me Green Bay.
Oh, man. This is going to be interesting.
Here's the thing. I don't trust either one.
You can.
I can't. And here's another reason why. Jordan Love does not do well playing from behind either.
No, he doesn't. And he's very inaccurate.
So, but then also, there's also rumor mill too. Mel, you also put this out, the other day. There's a rumor mill that y'all might end up, getting another cornerback.
Yes.
Surtain, I think. So.
There's a lot of rumors.
There's a lot of rumors flying around.
He's one of them.
So.
Patrick Surtain rumor came true. Started gaining buzz once the Jeremy Chin, trade fell through.
I can't trust Denver with a crap. Oh man. And I want to go against you again so bad.
Aaron Jones should be back from his hamstring injury. He has not been, you know, he ain't been there really since the first week. So he should be back, provide a boost to that running game. Cause they have not had one since he left. Dylan is not it. They need Aaron Jones back in the worst way.
I can't trust Sean Payton. I can't trust Russell. I can't trust anybody on a, offensive line.
Why did make your pick?
I'm going with the Packers. Thank you very much.
The Packers over Broncos.
Yeah. And that's not saying much.
Chargers and Chiefs.
Oh. Now, this is one of
give me the magician.
Who does Pat Mahomes have trouble with in that division?
The Chargers.
Oh.
Not this week.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs too.
The Chiefs easy.
Cause if you think I'm gonna sit up here and trust a dude with the initials of BS.
Oh, okay, alright, look, you.
I agree. We've been talking about that dude about 15 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And now I'm gonna pick him to win a big game. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't trust anybody who's got Chargers on their jersey. And even that little girl who's been a meme.
My heart go out to that. To that young lady, man. She was so into that game. She was so passionate.
It was too funny.
The end of the game, her heart looked like it just got up out of her body and chucked the deuces. It looked like her soul just left her body after that game. I felt so bad for her. I was like, man, get the camera off this woman, man. She don't deserve all this.
I was like, where did she come from?
I'm just wondering,
this right there might replace the Cowboys memes of the year in, you know, from the last couple of years.
She is a Chargers super fan.
Oh, jeez.
If she wasn't before, she is now. She got to come to every game and they got to feature her in every game now. But man, my heart goes, she was so crazy. And I was with her because I don't like the Cowboys. I was rooting for the Chargers to win that game just because I don't like the Cowboys.
But you went against the grain.
Because I knew they was going to lose.
And your going against the grain worked. It worked. And for reasons that you stated, Mel, about BS and screw up in the same sentence. And I'm sitting there, I wanted to throw the phone at the TV because I was like, damn it, Mel was right. The whole time. I can't believe it.
I can't. I couldn't. But we don't need to waste more time. No. What's the next game?
Oh, the one that we're going to talk about. Dolphins and Eagles.
And I'm going with the Fins. I'm taking the Eagles in this one. I can't see them dropping two in a row.
Now, this game could go either way. Now, I want to say this. I'm going to put this out there. I want to see if y'all agree with me. They talk about this game. They're talking about, you know, the relationship of Tua and Jalen Hurts dating all the way back to Alabama and how that went down.
Uh-huh.
Now, I could understand if Jalen Hurts had this day marked since the schedule came out because this is the first meeting they've had since then. And I can see I can see if Jalen Hurts was thinking about this game last week and the week before. He might even think about this game the whole season. Cause it's hard to go through something like that and block that out and try to, to go on. So I'm finally glad that this game is finally here. We can go ahead, move on and get this game behind us. Jalen Hurts, this game is on you, brother. You have one job. Lane Johnson is going to be back in the lineup. Big Play Slade is going to be back. Jalen Carter is going to be back. You got what you need. You have one job. Run the football. Do not get into a shootout with Tua. You run the football. You control the time of the clock. You keep that man off the field. That's the only way you're going to win this game. You get in a shootout with these guys, it's going to be losing. We're going to lose badly. This game could end up being a blowout if we try to get cute and try to match shot for shot with these Miami Dolphins. No, we got to punch them in the mouth on defense. We got to run the ball on offense. That's the only way we're going to win this game. Point blank, period. Y'all can say whatever it is y'all want about everything else.
Okay.
Those my keys to victory right there.
All right.
Jalen Carter gets in the backfield. Reddick gets in the backfield. We can win. Tua is the fastest quarterback in the league getting the football out. If we cannot take away his first read, then Romar's going to be right.
Okay.
And we definitely don't want Romar to be right.
I put it to you like this. I mean, it sounds crazy when I say this. Jalen Hurts played bad in this game here. There's a serious problem. That brother has to show up. That contract he got, people tend to forget this, and I don't like to say this and bring it up. People don't like seeing these young brothers getting all this money. He better produce tomorrow, because he's in the wrong city to throw a dud. And if he don't show up tomorrow, the biggest thing they're going to say is that is why Nick Saban replaced him with Tua. And Tua then ran him out of town again.
That's all he has to do is win the game.
That's crazy. I ain't never looking at that boy.
Yeah,
like
you know what? It's funny, Mill, you said that because that was one of my first keys right there. This game should be personal to Jalen just for what you stated, everything. Because Tua replaced him in the championship game when they were in Alabama together. Mm-hmm. So now, which also could have led from what I said last week, could that what he was thinking on his mind from last week when they lost to the Jets? He was thinking about this game.
He could have been thinking about that all season long because Jalen Hurts got 7 picks.
Well, I put it to you like this. Tua caused that man to transfer to Oklahoma.
Right.
If he got any fire in him at all, he's supposed to go out there tomorrow and want to light Tua's ass up. Excuse me.
Yeah. Right. But he has to control that and run. Because we're not beating Miami without running the ball. Point blank, period. We're not beating him without running the ball. Jalen Hurts has to realize that he cannot abandon that running game. Nick Sirianni cannot abandon the run game. They
now
have
to
dedicate
to
it.
We can stop him from running, too.
Oh, we can stop him from running. I'm not worried about that. We first in the league.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
rush,
worried about it either. I'm saying, but we have to do both. We have to do both.
But let's look at something here. Is it still all on Jalen Hurts though?
Yes.
Remember
it is.
We talked about it earlier about the offensive line. You said they were injured.
Yes.
There's some injuries there.
Yes.
Come on now. You know you got to have that offensive line. Because he hasn't had the time that he needed.
Yeah, absolutely right. But Dad, I'm sorry, but that's for the offseason. We're in the regular season now. He has to fix it. He's already got his bag. He already got his money. He's got to find a way to make this work. That's why I said it's still all on him.
William, my good brother, I love you, but guess what?
Yeah, they people don't like saying but, with money.
Hey, I put it to you like this, William. What you just said, all I'm doing is playing a violin. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah. No, you're right. They don't want to hear, but that's a fact, though.
He got to produce, man.
He ain't got that short of a leash. It's not like if he loses game, they're going to run him out here next week. Nah.
No, I'm not saying that. But at this point.
But that buzz Mark is talking about, yes, that is going to come up. And that's the last thing Jalen Hurts wants.
This would be my thing. And I think this is what happened in that game when Tua replaced him. I think there's a part of him that if he blows this game off, just like in Alabama, I think his confidence gets shot.
Yes.
And at that point, and this sounds crazy, but at that point, you got to start thinking about, do we need to move on? Because once he got rattled in Alabama, he was never the same. He got to Oklahoma, he balled out. But it seems to me there's a trend that once, where if he gets put in a position to where failure starts to kick in on him, that money starts to kick in on him. The fan base in Philly is brutal. They will kick in on him.
That could be true.
Yeah but Jalen has one saving grace. One point that's always going to be constant about Jalen Hurts. The 1 year where he had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. The 1 year he has had the same offensive coordinator for the second year in a row, they went to the Super Bowl. Every other year he's had to change coaches. You cannot have success if you keep changing your coaches every year. That's the one thing that Jalen Hurts hold on to that's going to give him some more leeway. Now, if he looks like this next season under Brian Johnson again, then yes, that's when it's going to be a problem.
Well, Mill, I got a couple of things.
The issue would be, is this the beginning of that problem?
We're not going to find out until next year. All these quarterbacks that have new offensive coordinators are struggling. Give them one more year. And if they don't produce after that, then yes, the smoke is warranted. The smoke is demanded. But you got to give them one more year. So, guys.
Here's a couple other stats for you. Well, hold on. It all deals with pressure, too. Now, Jalen Hurts has never lost back-to-back games in his NFL career. That's one thing you can hang your hat on, Mel, on that. Number two, it revolves around pressure. When Jalen Hurts gets pressure less than 40% of the time, he's 25-5. When he gets pressure more than 40% of the time, he's 3-7.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, go ahead.
You talk about that pressure, right?
Yes.
What happened in that college game when the pressure of Georgia started coming back on him? What happened when that pressure in that Kansas City game, when Kansas City started to make adjustments and started putting that pressure, what happened to him? I guess what I'm saying, in that Kansas City game, he was playing phenomenal. Patrick Mahomes come out in that second half, they started moving the ball, Jalen fumbled. Somewhere pressure gets him. And
hold on. That fumble happened in the first half.
Nah, that was second half.
That was in the first half. That was the second quarter.
That was the only turnover of the Super Bowl.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
He responded, he came back. Now he had a couple of stalled drives in that second half. But Kansas City did not stop.
Did he throw an interception in that second half?
No.
Because he threw one where if dude catches it, he was gone to the house. You remember that one? I think it was the third quarter, fourth quarter.
That was against the Bucks this year.
That Super Bowl last year?
No, that was against the Bucks this year. Devin White picked it off. He would have took it to the house, but he had a groin injury.
All I can say, Mill, I love Jalen. I love the idea that, hey, they put so much hype on him over the summer. He's getting paid. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a huge supporter of this young brother, but I keep looking at it and I'm like, he is not, how can I put it? I don't feel like he's progressing.
I'm gonna share something else with you.
Hold on real quick. I don't understand how he's progressing, because if you look at him since he was in college, every year he's gotten better. Every year he has gotten better.
But what I will say is this. Sometimes there's a ceiling on your progression.
Yeah. I agree.
And I'm starting to think that we saw that ceiling last season. Because I understand the line, but you got Devontae Smith. You got, to me, the most physical receiver outside of DK Metcalf in the NFL, AJ Brown. Mm-hmm. You gotta be getting to some point of desperateness when you go out and sign Julio Jones, who can only play 3 games a year.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No. You'll get 3 good games. You better pick those 3 you want, because at some point he's gonna go down.
That's true.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I don't see him.
Then the other person that ain't getting no criticism at all that they gave money to is Dallas Goedert.
Hold on. Dallas Goedert has played well.
Yeah.
He has played well. He was not getting his targets because, again, back to Jalen Hurts, he was trying to feed Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. When he started targeting Dallas Goedert has been showing up and showing out. Well, now, he's always showed up in the run game.
Do you think that blow-up that A.J. Brown had about a month ago, do you think that affected Jalen Hurts' play?
It need to happen again a little bit, but yes, I do because that's when AJ Brown started, you know, he started getting a little bit more talk. Now, only person that took a step back since that blow up was Devontae Smith. Ever since then, Dallas Goedert has shown up and AJ Brown has shown up. That's just everybody is the rest of the receiving core that's been kind of splotchy. So I want to see you guys take on. We can't spend a whole lot more time on this one. Now, Jalen Hurts, this past offseason, he got the bag, started doing commercials, endorsements and everything. The year before that, before he got the bag, where was he? He was on the practice field with Devontae Smith, with A.J. Brown, trying to build that relationship. And another place that he was at is where we got the adopted brotherly shove from. He was at the TB12 building with Tom Brady. He didn't do that last season. Now, when he was with Tom Brady, you know, we went to the Super Bowl. I think it's time for him to go holler at my boy Tom, regardless what happens at the end of this season. I think he needs to go back to doing that. Cause once you take time away from the practice field, it shows up in the games. And I believe that has a lot to do with it also. So guys, next game.
Last game, 49ers and the Vikings.
Give me the 49ers. 49ers.
Niners.
No Justin Jefferson. And the way, and as ticked off as this 49ers defense should be, just as ticked off as the Eagles defense, but you're playing against the Vikings. The way as ticked off as the defense should be, they should be heated.
And just for the simple entertainment purposes again, 8 o'clock Kirk is coming to town. So that tells you, right, and Kirk Cousins never does well in night games. That in itself should tell you who to go against. That WB, I guess you go 49ers also, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I got it being a blowout.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's gonna be ugly. Roma?
What? I got
49ers.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote his in first.
Okay.
So that wraps up the picks for the week.
Oh, it's 11 o'clock. Yo, Dad, this is a record right here. I ain't think we was going to pull all this through.
Look, we only had 13 games on the board. Well, 12, including Thursday night.
Okay, so guys, I want to, since we wrapped this up a little bit early, I want to pick the brain of our boxing guru, Mr. Mark Dangs. I got to give him the floor because, like I said, he's the boxing guru. Whatever he says when it comes to boxing, I take that and run with it. So, hey Mark.
Yes, sir.
Anything in the boxing world you want to catch us up on?
Well, you know what? I want to go into your arena here a little bit. Well, First of all, you got the fight next week in Ngannou and Tyson Fury. I think Fury takes him, but I'll tell you something now. If he gets touched, it's going to be a problem. You know, I want to focus on this one. We got a big UFC fight going on. And actually, it's this afternoon. I don't want to pronounce the dude's names wrong, those Russian cats. Makakovy, or however you say their name.
But give me a high second. Give me a second. We were talking about that early. I'm getting to it right now, Mark. It's Makachev versus Volkanovski.
Yep, and you got Usman.
Versus Chimaev.
Hey, all them dudes look alike, them Russian dudes. I mean, where were they from? They all got them same beards. They all look alike anyway.
And they all in the same camp, too. Yeah, this Khabib's little brother. This Khabib's little brother.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think either one of them are losing.
I don't see Makachev losing either, but
I don't see either one of those two guys losing. I think it comes on at 2:00. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same thing with the Fury fight next week. Also, they keep having negotiations with Crawford and Spence. I think Spence is buying time because he needs to get himself together. Nothing on Deontay Wilder yet. Nobody has no idea what's happening there. You got David Benavidez that's going to fight Demetrius Andre. That's going to be an interesting fight coming up, fellas, because the winner of that, Canelo, cannot hide. He has to go at it. I think Benavidez is the next real deal in that division, but this dude Andre is not lost, and there's a possibility he won't lose.
What about Shakur Stevenson?
He's fighting some cat. It's not going to really amount to much. Devin Haney is going to fight this egregious progress. I'll tell you something I did see. And it kind of tripped me out, to be honest with you. They had their little press conference. Devin Haney fights at about 140 pounds. And then this dude looked like he was all of about 170 pounds when I saw him. He was big. And I'm like, this dude got to lose all this weight to come down. I'm already kind of suspect of Devin Haney anyway, because I don't think he has a chin. And I guess what I'm getting to is that as much as the money is there for him, Tank, Shakur Stevenson, the Puerto Rican brother, I forgot his name already.
Ryan Garcia.
No, Teofimo Lopez.
Oh.
He's not going to be in that division much longer. And I guess what I'm alluding to at some point, that's who I believe Haney will avoid it for as long as he can. That's the division he'd be better off going up in weight. He's still going to lose because he got Ennis is waiting on him. I think Shakur Stevenson, when it comes to that division, he is the marquee fighter in that division. I don't think there's really even any competition for him. I think the hardest fight he would have would be Vasily Lomachenko. Tank is a different level. Either Tank catches you, but he's a masterful boxer. If they ever end up promoting this dude right, he would probably almost be the next face of boxing. But we got some sad news on the other side of boxing, and I say it's sad because boxing is going to go strictly pay per view, man. Because Showtime's announced at the end of 2023, they're done. They will no longer be televising fights. They've already lost HBO a few years back. Now you're losing Showtime. And the reason for that is because they're not getting the fights that they should be able to televise.
I don't blame Showtime.
It has turned into a monopoly of fights that we don't want to see. I can stream it. Luckily I can stream these fights. There's no way I'm paying $80 for any of them.
I hope this move strips boxing down and try to rebuild it back up, because they just need to throw the whole thing away and start over.
Well, you know what the fighters need to do, and this is the truth. The fighters need to unionize, because there is nothing for these fighters once they are done.
Right.
There is nothing for these fighters I mean, there's, to me, it's nothing for them, period. Outside of your, Floyd Mayweather, who everybody tried to follow the footprint of how he, well, him and Bernard Hopkins, how they promoted, you know, basically controlled the keys to their fight. None of these other fighters have that. You got Al Haymon and you got Top Rank and De La Hoya called himself having something in it. That is it. You got the British guys over there with Frank Warren, Eddie Hearn. And there has to be something that's going to come into place to change this, man, because we're not getting nothing we want to see. Will will give me a few minutes to say, hey, man, what's happening in the world of boxing? I'm embarrassed to say, hell, it's so confusing, I don't even know. And I follow it on a regular basis. It's a mess. And with Showtime going away, this has got to change something, because what it is basically telling us that if there is not some kind of governing control here where there ain't 32 different belts for one division, that boxing's going to really screw itself. I could see in 5 years the interest of boxing totally being gone if something doesn't change here real quick. We're not getting nothing we want. Nothing. Wilder fighting, Joshua fighting, the Charlos. I mean, we're getting none of this.
Right.
I mean, we should be talking about, like you said, we should be talking about Shakur Stevenson fighting Tank, Booth Sinner fighting Crawford, Canelo fighting Benavidez.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury having to fight Usyk. Now, come on, he's fighting Francis Ngannou. I mean, come on. I mean, nothing against, but I understand the money part of it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing but an exhibition of this, and people are dumb enough to spend the money for this.
No, you know, this is Rocky III all over again. The Russian against Apollo Creed.
Like Muhammad Ali, William would remember this, back in 1976, fighting Antonio Inoki from the WWF. And Muhammad Ali ended up spending a week in the hospital because he had blood clots in his leg from getting kicked the whole fight. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. I mean, it is. I have no other way to put it. It is putting a stain on the sport.
Downright stain.
And it's becoming hard to wipe off.
I agree with you
110%.
Man, I've
never
seen Mark fired up as going on right now. This is,
I mean, it's a mess, man. Anytime I'm more interested in what's happening in the UFC,
it's frustrating.
Than what's going on in boxing. It's almost to the point where I'm like, no, if I have something important, I'll just bring it up. Don't even ask me about that sport no more, because I'm embarrassed, because I ain't got nothing to bring up. Except the same thing. It's a mess.
I mean, you see better fights on reality TV.
I mean,
I think the best fight this year was the Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. That was the best one. And that one wasn't even good to me.
And that fight sucked. You had the fight a couple weeks ago with Charlo and Canelo, and Charlo was basically just trying to stay.
Yeah, stay. Yeah, that's all. That was it.
I mean, you're almost better off, which I will, I'm getting ready to put them on now. You're almost better off if you can get a streaming. They got a channel called Skybox. I'm starting to watch these dudes from overseas. Like, I don't even pay attention to this no more because it's gotten that bad. The only thing I can, I'm gonna be honest with you. We got a few minutes left. Don't even talk about that trash of boxing. We got the NBA coming up, but when is it? This week?
Yeah.
I mean, anything. Yes. Because this.
Let's see. Well, for me, I'm gonna say this, and the best fight I seen this year was when Jake Paul got beat. That was the best fight I seen.
Okay, you know, I almost forgot. Last week, Tommy Fury and KSI or KSR1, whatever this dude's name was. I mean, again, trash. Logan Paul fighting a dude. This dude started going into MMA, tried to wrestle and everything else when he started. I mean,
oh, yeah, we touched on that earlier. You're talking about Matthew Riddle.
Dylan Danis or whatever his name is, the dude shouldn't even be getting paid.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how a pro boxer, I understand how Tommy Fury doing it, how they say he's getting millions, but how a pro boxer is going to go in there and fight a dude from YouTube?
and lose.
Come on. I mean, you are going to fight a dude off of YouTube, and if he gets lucky and cracks you, it puts you back 25 years. It's a mess. I mean, this is starting to become almost a circus type of environment. Now, Floyd Mayweather is talking about fighting somebody by the end. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, they got Floyd coming back out here fighting YouTube with this stuff like that. No names.
No, he's talking about fighting before the end of the year.
Oh, man.
Now, again, Floyd is smart. He'll come pay him $100 million because he's probably spent about $50 this year. So he'll come make that, make his money back up and go back and chill. Manny Pacquiao is talking about coming back. Bro, the state of politics at this point in the game. I mean,
I don't want to see Manny Pacquiao no more.
I mean, I almost want to see if they can put in a call to Big George Foreman, see if he got one last comeback in it. I mean, this is ridiculous, man.
Andre Ward said, look, I'm 30 and though, I'm done. And that was the smartest move I've seen.
I want to see Terrence Crawford and Boots. That's the only fight I want to see.
Let me tell you,
I want to see them two go.
Let me tell you a secret on that.
I don't think Boots ready.
You don't want to see that fight, and I'll tell you why.
I don't think Boots ready.
I'll tell you why.
The only one that can get him.
No, and I'll tell you why. I'm gonna be straight up. Not only would he get a schooling, he would get a brutal beating. I'm telling you now, he's not ready for that cat. You know the only thing I can tell a person about Terrence Crawford is when you look at Terrence Crawford, think about Bernard Hopkins when he was in his prime. Identical fighters. You're going to get a street beating from him. And I mean, literally a street beating. It's a different type of beating you're getting as Felix Trinidad. It's going to be a different type of beating. And if you want to ruin Ennis, let him get in there with him. Because I'm telling you now, that fight will ruin him. Just like that fight ruined Errol Spence, he will never be the same. I mean, you already got thrown through a windshield, which your body will never really recover from. Then you go in there with a dude that's going to beat the rest of what you got out of you. And this dude is mean. He's nothing to play with. In my opinion, the next good fight for Crawford will be Charlo. And then that will be the end of Charlo. And then Crawford at 36-37. He didn't get two huge paydays. He might want to think about hanging it up at that point because he don't want to go up to the next level after that. They talk about him fighting Canelo and please. If somebody give him advice. Unless you're getting $150 million or something, don't go in there. That's just where it is. Ennis is not ready to hang with, my man.
Well, we're going to have more on that in weeks and months to come because I do kind of like Boots Ennis. But, guys, we out of time here. We got to wrap this up. So I'm going to give the floor to Joe and give him his final thoughts. We're going to send him around the room before we ride on out here. Yo, Joe.
Yo.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning, spending time for us this Saturday morning. Anything you want to say before we bounce?
The only thing I want to say is, did y'all notice how many injuries happened this past weekend in football?
Yes.
Like, a lot of teams lost at least 2 to 3 people.
And man, it's happening at an alarming rate, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that is crazy. But, I mean, still good to watch football. I love football. And I enjoy listening to y'all talk about the boxing because a lot of things, as far as sports, I learned on my own because I really didn't have no father figure or nobody to teach me stuff. So I learned a lot of this stuff on my own. And boxing is something I'm still learning. And listening to you guys is very informative, and I'm learning. And thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Joe. Hey, Sid.
Yo.
Man, thanks for joining us this morning, bro. Any parting words before we ride on out?
Not too much. Peace and blessings, brothers. And y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
All right. You too, my brother. Mark. Yo, Mark.
Yeah, as always, I enjoy being on here with you fellas. Thank you for giving that little forum where we can talk about the boxing a little bit. Hey, you know, one question. What time does that fight? Oh, I come on at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, man. I hate that.
But, you know, outside of that, like my man Joe said, you know, man, hey, these injuries have been starting to become alarming, bro. I mean, I don't know if it's the turf. I don't know what's happening. These dudes are dropping like flies. And the one thing I will say real quick, if you notice, running backs ain't taking chances no more. So they're like, hey, we ain't getting paid. We ain't playing the way we would normally play. And you can tell the difference because ain't nobody giving that extra effort.
No, they not. No, they not. So, Mark, appreciate you, my brother. And I hope to see you next week. As always, peace and blessings. See you soon. Yo, Kim.
Hey, man.
Another week in the books, brother.
Oh, man, let me tell you what, man. It's been so many things we have unpacked this week. Again, I love the insights, the angles, stuff that we learn each and every week, not just the stuff that we normally talk about, but boxing as well. It's like, okay, the stuff that we learned this morning is like, okay, now it's time to start paying attention to these boxes, man, and see what the outcome is going to be. But yeah, man, I just love the fact human interaction has never been more important than every week, man. Like I said, we could be going through the worst of storms, but when we have family, man, to check up on, that's what's most important, you know. And like I said, man, you know, nothing better to have than you guys and the group of guys that chime in every Saturday, man. It's nothing like it's the best feeling in the world for me.
Man, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you as always. So until next week, yo, we're going to keep this thing locked. Yo, Roma.
Yo.
Another weekend of books, brother.
Yeah, stay blessed and less stressed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been the Studio W Sports Page. It's a wrap for us. But, yo, keep it locked next week. Watch this game. Enjoy y'all weekend. We only get 2 days out of the week to sit up here, kick back, and relax. And I really thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Y'all can show y'all love and spend your Saturday mornings with us as we get y'all ready for this weekend. This sports action got NCAA going on, college football going on, NBA preseason going on, UFC fight. We fighting later on at 2 o'clock today. And of course, you know, we got NFL tomorrow. And also, there's church. I'll see you there. Y'all ain't ready. Uh-huh.